brand new Zeb toy. Loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought
you
the bait.
You know I love talking about fishing on this program, and I especially am excited. Our next guest, Pinto, is Jason Durham from Park Rapids. Hi, let me click. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm great. You're going to have to speak really loud because I'm driving my snowmobile from Davis to Fargo.
You have published two books, one of them titled Pro Tactics Panfish and one of them titled Pro Tactics Ice Fishing.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of good information in those two books. And it's not just about technique. It's, you know, where to find fish and some ideas for using your electronics more effectively. And some of the cool new products that are out for this ice fishing season, you know, when you talk about technology, boy, there's some really neat stuff on the market this year that'll help you catch more fish.
Oh, give me an example of something, because I love technology. And the story I always tell is that, heck, when I was growing up, you took a 5-gallon pail and a hand auger, you drilled a hole that took you about 20 minutes to drill. You had one of those old wooden ice fishing sticks with the metal pointer in the end. You stuck it in the ice with your big old heavy line, and you sat with a red and white bobber floating in your hole, and you waited and waited and waited and waited. Technology has come so far since then, Jason.
You were high tech back then. You had a hand auger. We just had a chisel.
Yes, I guess I was ahead of the curve. So what's a new piece of technology this year that people might not know about that might knock them off their socks?
Well, one of the neat things, actually two items that Vexilar has out, the sonar phone and the fish phone. The sonar phone actually has a wireless transducer that speaks with your smartphone. And so you can use it in the ice hole. You can cast it out into the water. You can actually mount it on your boat. And, you know, you get sonar right on your cell phone. And they also have one called the fish phone. And it's an underwater camera, again, wireless, that projects right to your smartphone. And both of these create a Wi-Fi hotspot. So let's say, for instance, you and I, Mike, are out fishing in the fish house. And we're watching our Vexilars. And we put an underwater camera out on the tip-up that's outside. We can watch that on our phones, both of us, at the same time. In fact, it creates a Wi-Fi hotspot of 300 feet. So anybody in that area that gets the free app can watch that camera.
I can get a sonar or a camera on my iPhone that I'm holding in my hand right now.
Absolutely.
Jeepers!
And the great thing is, like the camera, it retails at $129. And the app is free for your phone.
That's amazing.
I want like 10 of them to put out in an area, and then I can just switch from camera to camera to camera. How cool would that be?
Do these fish even stand a chance, Jason? All this technology, do fish stand a chance?
I actually had a guy in my boat a couple years ago that mentioned that. He looked at my big screen sonar, and I did have an AquaView underwater camera with, and he said, the fish don't have a chance. And we did have a great day of fishing that day. But I'll tell you what, you know, even with all that stuff, the fish are fish. And you still have those days where it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I have a lot of those days, actually. I have more days than not like that. As a matter of fact, even in my boat with all the latest gadgets and technology, I must just not know how to use it because I still have a lot of days like that. But it's so incredible. You're talking smartphone, iPhone, Android, and you can have your sonar showing up. I'm knocked out right now. I'm Pinto's like throwing cold water on me to wake me up off the floor right now because I just about passed out from excitement.
There's really more than that. I mean, you can have GPS on your phone, the same GPS that you use on your boat or handheld on the ice. You can get that on your phone or on your, you know, tablet device. And one of my favorites from this year, it's called the Blue Light. I'm not affiliated with that company at all. And it's a little light and mechanism that goes on your tip-up. And so you put your flags out. And when the flag goes up, it sends a text message to your phone. Fish on.
You get a text message alert when your tip up goes up.
How cool is that?
I had not heard of either of those things. This is fascinating. I'm not sure I fully like all of it because it's bringing technology into an area where, in all honesty, I like to get away from some of the technology when I'm out there trying to catch a fish. But that's amazing. You get a text alert when your tip up goes up.
I agree with you, Mike, on that. I mean, there is still something about, you know, going out on the ice and hand chiseling the hole and sitting on that 5-gallon bucket. There is something to that. It has to be enjoyable at no matter what level you take.
Answer me this question, Mr. Durham.
Yes.
If I'm going to a lake that I've never been to before, never seen it, never been there, what's the first thing I do if I want to try to catch some walleyes on a body of water through the ice, wherever, Minnesota, North Dakota, doesn't matter. What should I do first thing if it's a lake I don't know?
Well, first off, you got to figure out what the contours are of the lake. You got to figure out these areas that fish are going to want to be around. And, you know, fish like things. They like differences in the structure, drop-offs, points, saddles, you know, all of those different elements that attract walleye. And you got to figure out where those are. You can't just go out. People talk about stopping at the bait shop for information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great, you know, tactic to use, but it's only part of it, because you can stop in the bait shop and they'll say, okay, go to such and such lake and, you know, the walleyes are biting in 18 feet. Well, there's a lot of 18-foot areas in that lake. You leave the bait shop with all the confidence in the world, and then you get there and you get skunked. So, you know, to get a little bit of information goes a long way. Start to look at the maps. You know, ice fishing, you can see, you know, unfortunately and fortunately, you can see where people have been going and kind of the community areas,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know what they've been catching there unless you actually talk to other anglers. And, you know, for me, I don't like to go to some place where the bite is on. I want to go somewhere where the bite hasn't been discovered yet. And you have those fresh fish that you can have a lot more action and a lot better chance of catching a big, big fish.
Jason, thank you. Great stuff. I had fun. Let's do it again sometime.
Hey, yeah.